Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament commentary series. Well, John, we all know the church is filled with redeemed sinners who still struggle with their fallen flesh. In fact, it's fairly common to hear of lying, shady business deals, even adultery taking place within the body of Christ. And sometimes those kinds of sins are ignored by other Christians who think, "Who am I to judge?" or "I can't meddle in a private matter like that." John, is there a process for dealing with sin in the church?
Well, absolutely, Denny. Because our Lord gave us the process, it assumes then that he understood there would be sin in the church. In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus says, "If your brother sins, go to him." So he assumes that's going to happen. We are new creations, but incarcerated in unredeemed flesh. You know, we're living illustrations of Romans 7. We don't do what we want to do. We do what we don't want to do. A wretched man that is in me, who's going to deliver me from this horrible conflict? So we understand that there's sin in the life of a believer. And therefore, when you have all the believers collectively pushed into the church, you have colliding sinners. And there are going to be sin issues. So our Lord says, if anyone sins, go to him. Confront him. Call for repentance. Matthew 18. If he doesn't repent, take two or three witnesses. Go back. Again, call for repentance, and you have two or three witnesses to confirm whether he repents or doesn't repent. If he doesn't repent, tell the whole church, publicly, openly, tell the whole church to pursue this person and call the person back from sin. If the person still doesn't repent, put him out of the church, Jesus said. Put them out of the church. Maintain the purity of the church. In the words of Paul, little leavens the whole lump.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from the book of Matthew, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.